All right, really, no updates injury-wise. I think we haven't practiced yet, so I can't really reflect too much on that. But any questions?
John, through three games, what has stood out to you about the cornerbacks collectively in pass defense?
Well, I mean, you know, after three games, you know, I think we're still early in the race. But, you know, much like I thought in the offseason, we're improved. And I'd say over a short look, I think we're improved.
What stands out to you about the progress? Is there any particular area? You've obviously faced some high-powered offenses.
Yeah, I think, you know, just, you know, reflecting on that, you know, again, but it's still early. But I've liked what I've seen so far, and I would hope that we continue to improve.
How about Kyle Fuller specifically, especially after playing last year?
Well, I'm sure it was a very disappointing season for him. You know, obviously he's a guy that we wished we would have had available. You know, again, I think any time a player is injured, the frustration level, I think, mounts, I think, and particularly for him. These guys work long and hard every season to prepare and get ready for a season, and, you know, that's kind of the fun part. You know, he wasn't able to do that, you know, physically. I don't think it was a matter of want to. But he just wasn't capable. So he's worked very hard, like a lot of guys coming off of injuries from a year ago. It's good to see him enjoying some success.
Do you see, like, a change in his demeanor? He's pretty soft-spoken. The vibe he gets.
I don't know that he's changed so much demeanor-wise. I think he's just healthy.
John, your teams have struggled to build on a victory in, you know, recent years or whatever. Were there any indications you saw?
How recent are we talking about?
Since 2015.
Okay, since I've been here.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Were there indications you saw from the victory on Sunday that maybe there's more to it, that there's something to build on, that you can actually build some momentum?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we play the type of football that we're capable and utilizing our talents, much like game one, to give us an opportunity to win. And, you know, unfortunately, in week one, we came up short. We gave ourselves no chance in week two. And in week three, we were able to get it done.
Coach Fox, as good as your running backs are, at what point, I know it's still early, but at what point do you say we have to have more productivity to give balance to our offense with our receivers?
Well, I mean, we hope to improve every week, you know, and I think in both phases. I mean, you know, we're doing a pretty good job of stopping the run defensively. That doesn't mean we're going to go to sleep at the wheel on the passing game or pass defense. Same thing on offense. You know, I think, you know, it starts. You always try to be two-dimensional, meaning run and pass. Any successful offense tries that, and we'll continue to try to improve in that area as well. But, you know, a lot of teams start with the run. I can't say everybody does, but you know, I think the run game is a quarterback's best friend, and usually your quarterback is where all your passing game starts.
John, in 2011, the Denver team coach that won the division also did not have a high-powered passing game at that time. What do you remember about that season that maybe applies to this group in terms of salvaging enough of an offense? You know,
I think, you know, we played good in the kicking game. You know, we were good on defense, and we led the league in rushing. You know, so it's a good formula. It works. It's worked before. It can work again.
What are the challenges you face with this?
Well, they're a good football team. You know, I think you know, you've seen that based on the first three games. We kind of know them, playing them twice a year. I know in my tenure here, you know, they got a pretty special quarterback that makes stuff happen. I know they've had their share of injuries as well, you know, across the board. You know, and on a short week, you know, obviously it's a challenge for both sides. But, you know, I think it starts with Aaron, and, you know, he's always going to make it interesting.
What makes him so unique, would you say, Aaron Rodgers?
I think just his ability to extend plays, you know, his patience in the pocket. You know, I don't think he spends the afternoon or evening running around too much, but he does buy time and, you know, put stress, you know, on your rush element as well as your coverage, you know, when he extends those plays.
John, Cooper, after the field goal play the other day, came back in the second half, had a pass breakup, obviously given another chance. I'm curious, as a coach, how do you decide, you know, after a situation like that, whether there's a punitive measure or something, you know, playing time, for example, maybe taken away, versus giving a guy another chance to redeem himself and stay in there?
Well, in this league, you know, whether you're dealing with the outside or even on the sideline, I mean, you got to have a short memory. you know, we call it turn the page, you know, look out the front window and not the rearview mirror. When you look too long in the rearview mirror, you wreck again. So, you know, you kind of learn from those things and then move on. I think it's definitely true as a corner. You know, in this league, that's something you talk about a lot, you know, in the football experience, whether it's, you know, college level or the pro level. So, you know, he's a professional and, you know, he moved on. So, you know, no different than Tariq's decision a couple weeks ago on a punt return. I mean, we're not firing him. You know, he's too much a part of our team.
But, Coach, the national discussion of the protests aren't going away.
Mm-hmm.
How as the head coach are you furthering the discussion with your players or handling it?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, we're football players and football coaches. I mean, we're here to play football, and that's hopefully where our focus is, not that we're immune or isolated from the social things. I mean, you know, that locker room's a microcosm of our society, and that's pretty much how we've dealt with it, and we'll deal with it moving forward.
Has Quentin Demps had surgery, or will he require surgery on his arm?
We don't know that information yet. All right, thank you.